Number four.
From the Sustainability Director, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, providing an informational report regarding guidelines for electrical appliances and equipment. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment.
Okay, Mr. Bennett and Ms. Hatt.
Oh, this one.
Go right here.
No, that's not going to happen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. This informational report is to let the board know that I have been working with other county organizations, including the County Executive's Office, Facilities Management, of course, Risk Management, Human Resources, IMSD, and others to develop guidelines for the safe and efficient use of electrical appliances and equipment in county facilities. The guidelines, when they're published and approved, of course, will specify how, when, and where common workplace electrical devices, such as refrigerators, water coolers, coffee makers, printers, like go down the list, when these will be allowed, when and where and how they can be used in county facilities. The reason for the guidelines, well, there's several, but you may wonder, well, why is the sustainability director leading this effort? The reason is, well, one reason is that there are potential energy savings here. If we have redundant electric use, for instance, or if we're using appliances that consume a lot of energy, such as space heaters, which I know are not allowed in county facilities per a 2008 memo, there are potential energy savings here. But in my mind, as I've researched, other counties and other organizations and similar guidelines that they have in place, I've come to realize that a big benefit of having such guidelines would be safe, workplace safety. I'm not saying I don't know how common this may be, but after the courthouse fire, I was tasked with walking around this building, and I noticed several instances where we had so-called daisy-chained extension cords. That's just one example, but that is a fire hazard, an electrical hazard, and we want to try to avoid those instances. We really want to improve electrical safety in the workplace. So as I've researched and been working on these guidelines, this is at the forefront. So we are still working on the guidelines, and we're planning to share them with you as soon as we have a pretty working draft. We'd be happy to do that at the January cycle, as early as the January cycle of the meetings. Essentially, the guidelines, the enforcement of the guidelines, will be the responsibility of all employees and possibly also the county tenants. Supervisors, managers, not board supervisors necessarily, but really all supervisors and managers and departmental facility coordinators will be responsible for monitoring compliance. And we're working out a procedure for dealing with noncompliance, but we want to add some teeth to some of the policy that's already in place in terms of complying, not using excessive energy use equipment, but also improving the safety in our facilities.
Really nothing more to add. Gordy did a good job, but that after the courthouse fire, and poor Gordy, that was, we sent him out there, as power was very tenuous at the time to pull plugs and whatnot, and he came back as well as some of our facilities people and said, there are a lot of issues out here, a lot of safety issues. And so that's when we decided we really needed to step it up, and Gordy was able to help us with that. But so we'll be coming back in January, and we'll be asking somebody from the board to take a look at these guidelines beforehand as well to get the county board's perspective as a department.
Okay. Supervisor Mikulski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bennett kind of touched on it a little bit, but I guess I'll be curious as to what the penalties are. It's one thing to say you must not do something, yet it happens. And so my curiosity will be the whole enforcement piece and ramifications.
So
well, first a question, then a comment. Did you find a lot of what I
what I call garage refrigerators around, which are refrigerators of about 20, 25 years old that are really sucking energy, and the modern ones don't. I mean, did you find a lot of those kinds of equipments?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, yes, we did. There's a wide variety of electrical appliances equipment being used, including refrigerators. There's a lot of older equipment being used, not just in this building, but you know, in my office building as well, city campus. So there's a lot of room for improvement in terms of developing standards, what kinds of equipment should be used in county facilities. And I believe that the guidelines will help us to, you know, work towards those standards.
Sure. And I would assume something like that should just be removed from premises, because then you won't be able to use it. But more importantly, you know, there are a lot of unfortunate facilities around where people, there may be heat in the building, but there's no heat in their cubicle because of poor circulation, poor building design, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I think you also have to be somewhat proactive in addressing those kinds of issues. Hopefully all that will be taken into consideration. If someone is running a space heater, it's probably for a reason. And, you know, our facilities are not well planned in all circumstances. We have facilities that we probably should have never purchased in the first place. And hopefully this is all going to be wrapped into our facilities redesign plan. So, end of comment. Thank you.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Well, it was sort of along that line in terms of, to the extent that you would seek to impose new restrictions, are you going to estimate any cost in terms of what departments are going to have to do to? I mean, I can tell you, I believe my office, I've probably got daisy chain, you know, power strips, just because there just aren't enough outlets in the place for a modern office. That's probably replicated throughout this building. So for every one of those instances, you've got a couple, you know, electrical work orders that have to be processed. So there's some significant cost ramification, you know, with those safety items, and obviously on the efficiency side, that's great. You unplug the 20-year-old refrigerator, but you still need. There's a cost to go buy a modern one or something. Are the departments just going to absorb it all within their existing budgets, or will you attach to your recommendation some estimated ramification there, you know, in terms of the budgeted action?
We're working through that right now. That's a very good question. You're right. There are a lot of challenges, and that's why we're going to roll it out very slowly. So we can work out these issues. I'll give you an example too. There are areas particularly where the courts, where there are people that have in their office refrigerators and microwaves. They look like little mini dorm rooms. Well, the thing is you know, trying to step back and say, okay, this is not necessarily good for energy consumption, whatever. But we also know not every area has a kitchenette. And so we are trying to be sensitive as where would we set one up? Can we set one up? So these are the things we've been working through and don't have all the, you know, all the answers. And that's why we're going to be careful about how we do what we penalties, things like how we address that enforcement, because we know that there are challenges and it varies.
Just don't take my jacuzzi away.
I'm a margarita maker.
You have a jacuzzi.
Ignore him now. You got any comment?
Or my margarita machine. Don't take that away.
That's your comment?
Yeah.
Okay, that's next.
Is Steve Schultz in here?
One thing that you need to put on your committee is somebody from the board, because we are the ones going to have to come down.
And if there's any comment,
because
anyway.
You don't set policy for that. So we need to have somebody just participate. Hey, let's work as a team here. All right?
Yes.
Is informational. Item number 5.